Kim Laird.
Kevin and Brandy.
Hi, Kevin and Brandy.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Hey. How are you guys doing?
Great. Just got back from Michigan. Had a blast.
Yeah, I saw you were out in my end of the country.
A lot of fun.
Congratulations on the interview, too, Brandy. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Are we the only ones here so far? Anybody else here? I take that as a no one else is here. I haven't heard anything yet on the Bank of America money, but I have sent out, as of today, 157 sponsorship letters. And in those sponsorship letters for Sparks Fest, one of the tiers for sponsorship includes the youth education program.
Cool.
So I am hoping.
That's tremendous.
Aaron Stevens.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Kevin.
Aaron.
Hi.
Hi, Aaron. It's Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Good to talk to you again.
Matt Hall.
Oh, Matt Hall.
Welcome, Matt.
Matt.
Hey, Matt. Did I hear Tom's on the line, too?
Yep. Yeah, I'm here. I'm on here.
Awesome.
Hey, Matt.
Awesome.
Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hello?
Okay, I'm here. Yeah. Okay. Who's on right now?
Kevin Axtell, Brandy Slater, Tom Wall, Aaron is here. And me, Kim. That's
hey.
Okay.
And Matt. So,
my turn.
We're waiting for Ken Ferris. He's not here yet, right? Richard Kennison, Kevin Macbeth. I know Mike and Marilyn Sullivan are on vacation, so they will not be here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see how this goes.
Right? Me too.
Although we follow Robert's Rules of Order and try to stay within some form of formality, we stay pretty laid back as well.
That's
Well, I read the agenda. Definitely got some things to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. No motions on the floor tonight, which is
right. First
for this board.
Wow.
But that's okay. We've gotten a lot accomplished. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Actually, go ahead, Matt.
No, I was just saying, as it turns out, Lisa and I are out for our evening constitutional.
Oh.
Walk. So I'll just be listening. Pardon me?
Sounds good. Hello, who was that just popped in?
This is Kevin Macbeth.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
So far we have Kevin Axtell here, Tom is of course here, Aaron and Matt are here, and we're waiting on Ken and Richard. And hopefully, and Philip has also been invited to attend this evening. So I hope either Ken or Richard show up because we need them.
Yeah, you need quorum, right?
Yes, we do. Although with four of us, we do have quorum. So
I was going to say.
It should be okay. But one extra is always nice.
Yeah, obviously.
just for everyone's clarification, I did check on the Robert's Rules of Order discussion board about whether it is required for us to fill Anthony's position. Anthony Shave has resigned in March, and I could not find anything in our bylaws saying that we need it to fill that position before the July elections. But I checked with the Robert Rules of Order discussion forum, and they have responded and said, according to Robert's rules, you know, it's kind of up to the board whether we want to fill that position or not, as long as there's nothing specific in our bylaws. So we can kind of leave that position open if we choose to until the July election, since we're so close.
Yeah, essentially, that position was already assumed to be, that it would be filled in July, correct?
That's correct.
Seeing as it's May.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, Kevin, you're here, the two Kevins, Tom, myself, so that does mean we have a majority here. So according to my clock here, I have 8:05. So if no one objects, I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order at 8:05 p.m.
Sounds fine to me.
Roll call. Kim Laird is here. Kevin Axtell.
Here.
Ken Ferris is absent. Richard Kennison, absent. Kevin McBeth.
Here.
Tom Wall.
Here.
Mike Sullivan and Marilyn Sullivan are on vacation. Martin Frost has not joined us yet. He usually does. I'm not sure if Holly is joining us this evening. I have not heard from her. And Brandy Slater, recording secretary, is here, correct?
Yep, here.
Okay. Also invited to attend this evening's meeting is Aaron Stevens. Aaron, are you there?
Yep.
Okay. And Matt Hall.
I'm here. Can everybody hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Cool.
And Philip DiPaolo. Is Philip here today? Okay. All righty. First thing we have to do is approve this evening's agenda. Gentlemen, do we have a motion to approve the agenda? Either Kevin or Tom?
Agenda.
Okay. Second, please.
I'll second it. This is Tom.
Okay. We need approval of the April 21st minutes. Were there any corrections or that anyone needed? If not, may I have a motion for the April 21st minutes, please?
I'll move to approve the April minutes. This is Tom.
Okay. Second, please.
Kevin A.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, moving into reports. Did everyone have a chance to read the FEST report that I sent out yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail then because it's all there, but in a nutshell, everything for the FEST is ready to roll with the exception of a few last-minute things. I did just award the T-shirt bid today. To a company, I want to say it's in Ohio. I'm sorry, I don't have my notes in front of me for that, but it is a new company that we have not worked with before, but their bid did come in lowest out of everyone, and they promise wonderful, wonderful results. So that's all taken care of. So the last things to take care of at this point is the FEST brochure. Mike Sullivan is taking care of the FEST credentials for me as far as the badges. And we still have the matter of the stage to take care of. I have a meeting set up with the two lawyers from the Philadelphia Volunteer Lawyers for the Arts tomorrow at 5:30 to go over the letter that they have prepared to send to the Nugget. And hopefully that will help us resolve the whole theater issue. basically were just looking for concessions from the Nugget for the crimp they put in our plant. I have also heard from Sparks High School. They're just getting me some last dimensions. The other school that I was looking into will be going through asbestos removal, so it doesn't look like they are a possibility. But we're moving toward having a stage once again, and I will send the board an update after I speak with the lawyers tomorrow. As of today, we're up to four vendors. We just got a new vendor on board for the fest today.
Who is that?
Cindy Hamilton.
Oh, that's awesome. Great.
Yeah.
Planet, right?
Yep. Yep. She emailed me this afternoon and said that she had just signed up, and indeed she did. So that's a good thing. We are up to 88% of our bottom line minimum rooms that we need to meet for our quota at the Nugget without having to owe them any money. So that's also a good thing. It's crawling up there. And as I was saying before everyone else came on the line, I just finished the last of the mailings that I was sending out. I have sent out 157 sponsorship letters. I created a four-tier sponsorship level so that people can start at about $500 going up to $2,000. And I've already heard back from two companies in the Sparks area that said, yes, they do want to sponsor our event. They're just trying to figure out what dollar amount they're going to come in at. So within a week and a half of me starting to send them out, I'm already getting responses. So that makes me very, very happy. Spoke to Anthony Shave. He's starting to get in some championships entries, which is a good thing. We have our first international youth jugglership recipient, Kenneth Wambugu, I think is the name, way you pronounce his name. He is from Nairobi. And I want to thank all the other board members for agreeing to give him a jugglership for this year. So that'll be awesome. Bottom line, as I put in my report, right now, I have officially spent $19,413.63 on the fest. That includes what we're anticipating needing for a stage, as well as set costs, such as the phone line and things like that. And the income so far, excluding memberships, is over $32,000. So if I can continue to keep the cost down, we should be in good shape for the final numbers of the fest. Okay. Are there any questions about the fest, about the 2010 fest?
This is Kevin. Have we spoken with Michael Carrick recently about, is he still doing the individual crop competition?
Yes, he's going to do that with, is it Ari?
Ariana Mudapa from
yes.
Humboldt.
From Humboldt.
Yes, and I have spoken with her as well. She is very excited about working with Michael Karras on that. So they're going to work together.
Cool.
The only position that we still do not have filled for the fest that we really do need to get filled is championships director. So if anyone knows of someone that wants to be championships director, all the preliminary stuff is going to be done. Anthony already has his prelim judges in place and is in the process of sending them the judging materials. So it's just the on-site stuff that we need someone for. So if you know of anyone, please, you know, encourage them to step forward to be our championships director. Any other questions?
Asked,
go ahead, Kevin.
Have we asked Todd Strong? He mentioned something about it last year.
I can ask him. I don't remember him asking. I know that the person who used to do championships, and his daughter came to the fests all the time. And his name is escaping me right now. But he.
Barnes. Craig Barnes.
Craig Barnes. Thank you. I know he had said that if we're stuck and need somebody, he will be willing to do it again. So I was just trying to get some fresh blood in there if we can, but, you know, I'm willing to try Todd. I'm willing to try Craig as well. Okay? Any other questions on the test?
Kim, this is Matt. I, since I'm a guest, I don't know if I'm allowed to speak or not. But
you may speak.
As far as a championships director, have we considered putting a post into rec.juggling? IJDB is saying that we're looking for somebody.
Yeah, I think I need to do that next. We've put out announcements like that in the newsletter and on the IJA website, but not out to just the general public.
Okay.
So I may have to try that next as well.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. You know, it might get somebody, probably not, but it's worth a shot.
Yeah. Hey, anything's worth a shot.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
My next question was the Nugget floor. We need a floor plan of the workshop rooms that are available to us. I don't know if that's changed or not with the theater thing and everything, but
that has not changed at all.
Okay. And can I get one?
Yeah, I thought I had emailed it to you, but I'll email it again.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, I'll do that as soon as this meeting is over. Okay?
No problem.
Anyone else with questions? Comments about the fest? If not, we'll move on to 2011 report from Mike, which I'm sure everybody has read, hopefully. Mike is already fast at work on the 2011 festival. He has Dan Holzman on board as the Cascade of Stars director, and is already starting to get things on board as far as promotion so that he can have those flyers and that available at the 2010 Fest. So that's great. Any questions about the 2011 festival? If not, moving on to financial. Kevin McBeth, do we have anything there, please?
Yep, we filed the 990, and David Landau has posted it to the website.
Yay!
So if you're excited to check out our financial statement, go there now. So that's all.
Okay. Just as a little aside for Aaron and Matt and for any new board members that may not realize this, I think this is the first time since I've been on the board, and that's 5 years, that we have not had to file for an extension for the 990 form. Last year, the only reason an extension had to be filed was because the IRS did not have the forms ready in time. So that was the IRS's fault last year. But great work, Kevin, and great work to Holly as well.
That one's mostly Holly.
Any store news, Kevin?
Oh, my, yes. Some good store news. The T-shirts came in for World Juggling Day, so they will be posted tonight on the store. And then also I stopped by Sandy Brown's house and picked up classic issues of Juggle and Juggler's World back to the mid-1980s. And I will have all of those up for sale on the website by the end of the week.
Awesome job.
So that's about 40 or 50 different back issues.
Wow.
Right,
including
on
one with Chris Cremo on the cover from many years ago.
Woohoo!
All right, that's all.
Okay, any questions for Kevin in the store? I just want to share with everyone that Steph Gardner, who has been helping with the store for a few short months now, has asked to resign from the position. She can continue doing the work. She only has the 2009 DVDs and the last issue of Juggle, the most recent issue of Juggle, and but really cannot continue in the position. And I've spoken with Kevin about possibly going through Amazon.com to act as our store, since it is very difficult to find volunteers to stay on board with that. We've been very lucky with Sandy, but we need to find a different alternative, just so that we can keep product out there. Membership numbers. Marilyn sent me the membership numbers. They are up to total number of members is at 1,737. Lifetime members is 280. Youth is 93. We do have some unpaid status people for the festival at this point. I just looked online before coming onto the meeting, and we had 183, according to our wiki, as far as registrations for the fest. But Marilyn has about 20 to 25 additional mail-ins that are not in that record as of yet. So we are over 200 registered for the fest. With the membership drive, we've had a total of 80 new members come on board since January, which was shortly before we started the actual membership drive. I have posted the May membership drive drawing winners on the forum. Aaron was one of them. Yay.
Woohoo.
Nice.
That's me.
So we have had people responding to the membership drive, and that's a good thing. Education. Kevin, I hope you don't mind. I threw that little yup thing on there. Do you want to talk about it a little?
Yeah, absolutely. For Matt and Aaron, we voted on the initial YEP program proposal. Matt, YEP means Youth Education Program. So it was passed and approved. We are now awaiting the Bank of America funding. Is that correct, Kim?
That's correct.
And we've got some great responses already to the initial send out and mentioning of the program. And I think our next step is really to get the workshops at the workshops scheduled as soon as, or pardon me, the workshops at the festival scheduled as soon as possible so that people can make plans to attend that are interested.
Mm-hmm.
As much as possible, if those cannot conflict with any major events during the festival, that would be excellent. I also don't think they should all be back-to-back, but spread out a little bit throughout the festival.
And Kim and I had talked about that. The timing is
low. I'm hearing you, man. I'm hearing you. My first priority, as far as workshops are concerned, are to make sure that Todd Strong's and YEP are pretty much isolated with little or no competition in terms of other workshops and certainly no other events.
Excellent, excellent. So for putting that and deciding the final date, I think it's going to be, do we want anyone besides Kim, Aaron, and myself to teach at the workshops, like maybe Dave Finnegan or something?
Aaron and I had talked about inviting Dave Finnegan to be one of the instructors. I'll admit I haven't had a chance to contact him yet about that. But he's a wealth of information when it comes to doing school programming and how to get in school. So
what was the specific topic again that we wanted him to do? It was how to publicize and advertise the school. So
yeah, his topic would have been more marketing yourself to the school districts, what do schools want as far as a school programmer.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. And we're shooting for a early mid of the upcoming school year of the last half of 2010 for the trial programs. which will be post-festival and still early on. And also I want to thank and mention my excitement for Erin Stevens joining us on the guest program and for her enthusiasm.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
You go, girl.
Other than that, if we want to schedule a time for us to get on the phone together and nail down the workshops, and so we can let Matt know as soon as possible the times.
Yeah, I do think we need to do that. The three of us need to get together and then talk with Matt more about that.
Yeah, if you guys pick a particular day and or time slot, I'll just block that spot out and then I won't schedule anything against it. Given the size of the festival and how many workshops we're looking at so far, I don't think that's a problem. I think everybody can get everything they want. Kim, one question about Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know how many workshops he wants? How many slots?
Aaron. Stevens.
The way that his workshop runs, it's not set workshops.
Okay.
He has a schedule of different requirements, and it's just based on the workshops already being given at the fest, already being offered.
See.
So,
okay. So he won't require extra time then?
No. He's going to be meeting with the people involved in the program, but he's planning on doing that before the workshops start each morning.
Okay, got it.
Sorry, guys,
all
my
right.
phone came unplugged.
Oh, that's okay.
All right.
And that,
cool.
What I can do is I can send you the outline that he sent to the board, showing how that program runs, so that you can better understand it. I'll send that with the layout.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. Any other questions or comments about education programs? If not, we're moving on to marketing and promote. Oh, sorry, Erin, did you have something?
Oh, I was just saying, did we say that, that they're, the certification program, we think, is pretty much filled up at this point, which is great. Right away people showed a lot of interest, so that's cool.
Yeah, Erin, we kind of talked about cutting off the program at, 10 participants, and including those of us who will be instructing. We're right now at 14.
Yeah.
So, it's been very quick, very good response to it, so I'm excited.
Kim, one last question.
Sure.
Chris Cramo.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing his for paid workshop, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Has he specified, days, times that he wants? I know the total number of hours it's been advertised as and the price and so forth, but you know what I mean?
I will send that to you. Yes, he has specified days and times. And what I've done is I've given him a whole separate room that's separate from the other workshop rooms.
Right. That's what I was thinking. He's going to need that probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have some friends who are in his workshop at one of the EJCs, and as an instructor, they say sometimes he's a taskmaster and very fickle. So I want to make sure he's pleased. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's going to have a room all to himself that will not be used for anything else at this point throughout the entire week.
Got it. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Okay, Tom, marketing.
Hi. Okay, so I've got a couple of things. I'm just looking at an outline right here. I've been doing some stuff with Don on the e-newsletter recently. Right now I'm working on just sort of retooling the whole look of it. I finally got a new computer, so I'm actually able to do more graphically intensive things. So I'm pretty excited about that. And so far it looks really pretty. I'll send out, I'm going to reformat, I think, last month's e-newsletter in the new format and send it out to people and see what people think. So be on the lookout for that sometime in the next month or so. I talked to Street Juggling about syndicating a couple of their usual columns, and they're more than excited to be doing that with us. So that's pretty cool. So we're going to have some more content on that front. And I've also been looking into a number of different places where we can find additional content. And under Creative Commons rules, or I guess, I don't know what that would be, licensing or whatever the copyright is on those, we would be able to republish a lot of stuff from Circapedia and AcroBalance, which is an AcroBalance Wikipedia kind of thing. If we lost part of our current subscription model, like if we went to the open subscription thing, I've been talking to David Landau a little bit about opening subscription as well. I know we've talked about that on the forum, but I would like to start bringing that up again once we have some more things fleshed out. Because I feel like that would be a really good way to start piping IGA-related news to non-members so they can sort of see what we're up to instead of sort of being a little bit cloudier than what's out there. Because right now all that we have in a lot of ways is what's on RecDot, or at least that's the most visible front. So that's kind of in the works, which is kind of cool. For the vendor discount program, this past month we got two new people on board. One of those is Cindy Hamilton. She runs, Twirl Planet.
Twirl Planet.
And then we also have a company from California. And they're called Body Hoops, I believe. They've been kind of slow about getting me some of their stuff, but I've got full confidence in that they will have everything to me before, World Juggling Day, because they're doing the sale on World Juggling Day, too. So for the World Juggling Day sale, we have 9 vendors signed up at the moment, and I've got all their information, and I'll have something about that in this upcoming e-newsletter. So I'm pretty excited about that.
For the records, what was the name of the second company again?
It's called Body Hoops.
Body Hoops.
Yeah, apparently they've got some fancy patented travel hula hoop that like folds up on itself. So.
Yeah, it's awesome. I used one last weekend. It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. so they also talked to me about possibly vending at the festival. I've been talking to a couple of different companies about vending, and people, they like saying that they're going to do it, but they're also pretty slow about committing to anything. So I'm working on that too.
Okay.
I sent you an email about this, Kim, last week about the Nolera company.
Yeah. I figured we'd talk about that tonight.
Yeah. So I guess for everybody that's here, Nolera is a company that they basically produce tutorial videos. And they approached me, they sent me a couple of emails, and I was on the phone with one of the guys in charge last week. And it's a tutorial company. We would provide a qualified instructor to do some videos, and they do all the filming and production and post-production on whatever videos. And it would cost us money. They want us to cover the production costs. But I believe I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but it's well over 1,000 syndicates, and one of those syndicates is NBC. So I think that's interesting. I'm not totally sold on the idea, just because, it does cost us money, and, sort of my senses were tingling when I heard that. But it does sound interesting, and if you look on their websites, they're on a website called Monkey See, which is one of their most popular sites. A lot of the content on there is really, really good. So it would definitely be worth investigating, especially because once videos are produced, we would have republishing rights. So we would retain the rights to distribute them, and it would be great to have our name associated with some quality, learning how to juggle materials that are free online.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just sort of a matter of, finding the money, and we'd also have to send our instructor out to D.C. to their studios. So.
Well, Tom, I looked into them a little bit more because I thought I recognized the name, when you had mentioned Monkey See in your email. And at least out here on the East Coast, they do have their videos on different networks, just as little fillers. From time to time. So I have seen their work on major networks. Honestly, I don't see it being a problem with us sending a qualified instructor. I know that would be on our dime, but there are a lot of there are a lot of instructors out here. I mean, Michael Karras is in New York, so to send him to Washington, or I think you said New York was their other studio spot, wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. It wouldn't necessarily cost us a whole lot. And just so everyone else is aware, I believe you said it was approximately $200 per topic.
Yeah,
it's
a little bit more complicated than that. It is around $200. I think they told me, depending on what, you know, how long it takes and what exactly we're doing, it would take somewhere between $100 and $200 or $250. So it's within that range. But they also like to break up the videos into smaller segments. So if you're doing a learning to juggle three balls, you'd have just a very, very basic learn to juggle three ball cascades, and they'd probably want another video on a couple of different topics. But they ask that we send an outline of what each one of these videos would be for approval before, you know, they send out any sort of, I guess, a quote.
Okay.
So, but it would be pretty cheap to do, and I think it's worth investigating, if nothing else.
I'd like to call them and talk to them a little bit more about it.
Absolutely.
If the rest of the board thinks this is worth investigating further, because it is something we've talked about doing in the past and just really haven't done. And if this company is offering us a chance to possibly have the IJA name on network stations at some point or another, then maybe it's worth it.
Yeah, I think it would be really great for, I guess, increasing our visibility within the non-juggling world, I guess.
Tom, quick question. Now, once made, we own it forever, so to speak. Are we able to broadcast or publish that whenever and wherever we want?
That is my understanding, though I think that, you know, I would like to have that clarified further from them before, you know, we do anything.
Cool.
Yeah.
Tom, maybe what we can do is you and I can get together on a time and we can conference call with the company.
Okay.
This way we're both on the call and.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good idea. So let's email about that.
Yep.
Cool. So I guess I've got two other things on my outline here. One is the How to Run a Juggling Festival manual. I've got all of that up on a private wiki that David set up for me, and I am having that revised by a couple of different people right now. So I'm excited about that. I don't know if it's going to turn into anything anytime incredibly soon, but it's nice to know that it's in the works.
That's great.
Tom,
also,
can I jump in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would it be possible for me to get in on that wiki and give you some more feedback?
Absolutely. I will send you that stuff tonight when I get home.
Yeah, cool, man. Yeah, I've only run one festival, but I've been to like 100, so.
Yeah, right on. I mean, you know, knowledge is knowledge, so I'm all for more of it.
I can at least give you the festival goer perspective.
Sure, sure.
And if
right,
I'd
cool.
say that Tom helped me out, or I'm organizing a festival right now, and I got to read over it, and it's hugely helpful. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Aaron and I were talking on the plane the whole way back from Humboldt, dude. We were just going to school, man.
But Tom,
oh, cool.
yeah, but Tom, a little thing he already typed up is pretty great, Matt, so you'll like it.
Yeah,
right,
cool.
Information.
Yeah, so what I've got
online,
it's a generalized version of that, so
nice.
It's got
yeah.
a little bit of the flavor cut out of it.
Yeah, I love
but
the flavor, but that makes sense. I mean, to make it more mass distributable or, you know, being by more people, it makes sense.
Yeah, totally. So that's that, yeah. And the very, very last thing is the graphical year-end report from last fiscal year. I haven't had a chance to really work on it a whole lot since I got some revisions back from Kevin and Holly, but I will get that done in the next week or so now that I'm actually, you know, on a real computer. So yeah, I'll send that out for another editing, and hopefully we can get that in the e-newsletter and online and stuff sooner rather than later.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, that's it for me.
Any questions for Tom? All right, awesome job, Tom. Good job. I have a little bit here about the youth jugglerships, but I've already you know, added that one in, so I'm not going to talk about that now. Do we have any motions that we need to consider tonight? If there's nothing that we need to vote on, something that we do need to discuss in Varia is the 2010 CES DVD. Do we want to do one? Do we not want to do one? Do we want to do just chants and shows? What are we just going to film for the archive purposes this year? I was actually just talking with Ivan online tonight a little bit before the fest, or before this meeting, and we are going to talk by phone in the next couple of days, so I'd like to have some answers for him as far as what we would like to do. Just so the rest of the board is aware, Ivan has asked that if we are not doing a DVD of our own this year, if the board would allow him to produce a DVD from the footage that he shoots in Sparks, and he would sell it on his own. I have to assume with the IJA name on it, but I would need to talk to him about that and make sure we're both on the same page about that. So what do we want to do?
I think we do want the DVD. Kevin, you saw the original email. Is it in our budget to pay Ivan and or Jay's way for them to do the DVD like last year? I think they did a really good job. It was one of the better DVDs.
So I think we use that as a separate budget.
Yes, it is. It is a separate budget from the festival budget. I did look at it. I want to say it's like $11,000 we have budgeted in the operating budget this year.
I think there was some discussion on the forum about what costs we would cover for people to film.
Well, let me say this. Ivan had asked that Jay be there to film this year, whether we were doing it for archives purposes or not. Jay managed to work a deal because he's been asked to also film the WJF. So what Jay has done is he called me a couple weeks ago and said, listen, I can get there to the IJA for half of the airfare of what it would have cost you if I was just going to IJA alone. I managed to get him a flight for just under $200.
Wow.
That would be just one way from Reno back to Philadelphia. His shipping costs for his equipment will run, I believe he said $108. He has it right down to the dollar. So to have him there with his room, to have Ivan with a room, at this point is costing us approximately $2,000. Actually, I know it's about between $1,500 and $2,000. Just to have them film. Now, that's not counting editing costs or any of that. When I did speak with Ivan about 2 months ago, he had indicated that he could probably do the full DVD for the same price as he did last year.
Which was?
Good question. And I knew.
I think it was 8.
Yeah. 85, I think.
What?
85, I think.
Yeah, 8 or 85, because Ivan and I talk about it all the time. So.
I know it was right around there. So.
Tim?
Yes.
I would suggest at least getting a quote from him on what it would cost to do just the championships or just the shows and championships.
Okay.
So that we can at least compare the two before making a decision.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that one of the reasons we're not considering not putting out a DVD is the lower attendance. Is that correct?
Just budget in general.
Right.
Because if you remember, our operating budget that was approved for 2010 is going to be in the red. So...
Right.
we were just kind of talking about it as a cost-cutting measure. I ordered 300 copies of the DVD last year, and I think we only sold maybe 200 of them at this point. And
what
that was for...
Everyone,
go ahead.
What does everyone think about letting Ivan, assume the risk himself and sell them himself? I mean, I know there's some contractual logistics, but as a new effort and given the operating budget, I think maybe we should consider letting Ivan produce and sell a DVD separately. Thoughts?
Once again, am I allowed to speak here, or?
Sure.
Okay. I certainly think that a DVD out there with the IJ's name on it is never going to be a bad thing. One, because there's always going to be good juggling on it, and that's what people pay to see. Two, I know Ivan, certainly well enough to know that he has his connections with the various vendors around the world that I know he can move product. You know what I mean? Like, he'll probably sell 50 to 100 to Naranja in Japan just off the top of the bat. Because when Ivan Pacel makes a video, the juggling shops are going to stock it because they know people buy it. You know, he's already got a proven track record with his own private videos. So, if you let him do it and he stands to make money doing it, he's going to make it a really good one, even if the festival is small. And once again, is it about us making money off the DVD, or is it about us, having our name out, a name associated with a good product? That's something we have to decide,
Go ahead,
Kevin. Go ahead.
I think it is about having our name on a good product as long as it doesn't put us too much in the red. I assume are we still paying for Ivan's expenses, if that would be the case?
I haven't talked details with him about that, but I would assume so, because that would be in lieu of him doing the actual filming on site. Because the master tape would still be IJA property. We would need them for our archives. But like I said, even to have both Jay and Ivan there paying for two rooms, paying for their transportation, it's only going to run between $1,500 and $2,000. As long as there's no fee on top of that for them to actually film at the fest, which I know in Jay's case is not the case at all, and that has not been the arrangement with Ivan in the past. Ivan's fee has come in with the editing of the tapes.
And that would not be present if he was going to separately market and sell it himself.
That is the way I would assume.
Cool.
But,
Kevin, could you restate your question, please?
Really, really my question was, if there is an additional editing fee for Ivan, if he chooses to, or if we ask him to produce a IJA Festival 2010 DVD, but he's the producer, and he will then pay the editing fee. It's a good question to ask, Ivan. Is anyone here opposed to Ivan separately marketing and selling an IJA DVD?
I'm not entirely opposed to the idea. I do think it sets kind of a weird precedent, though, too. Just like how we deal with it in the future. Because, I don't know if some people might interpret that as they can bring whatever they want to the festival and try and produce their own thing. Not that that would be a bad thing, necessarily, but it would be a good thing to consider, possible effects of our doing this. But I mean, so far as Ivan himself is concerned, like, I've got full faith in that he'll make a quality product and that we won't regret it. I'm just curious about the future ramifications of the policy.
That is a good point. It is.
Yeah. And I guess that's why I didn't hop right on board and say, yeah, let Ivan do it, because I have full faith in Ivan as well, and I know his products are well received. But at the same time, as Tom said, the precedent that it's going to set is going to put us in kind of a weird circumstance.
It could also be something done contractually. As Kevin stated earlier, depending on how the contract's worded and also what's worded on the DVD, saying that it was done, you know, with full permission and everything by the IJA and in partnership with, you know, as opposed to a totally solo endeavor.
Yeah, the other point to consider here is there a hierarchy of good? You know what I mean? Like, obviously, the best option would be to have tons of money and pay for Ivan and Jay and do the full spiel, like, you know, 2005, where we had multiple DVDs. In my view, the next best possible thing is to have Ivan do it. And then the last, I think, option, which I think is the worst option, is just to literally have nothing.
Yeah, that would be boring.
And I would take Ivan and a bad precedent over nothing.
Yeah, I agree with that, absolutely. No matter what, we need to have
it. The petition has to continue, yeah.
I mean, Karlsruhe in 2008, EJC, the world's largest juggling festival on the planet, and they didn't have a DVD. There's nothing about that festival. There's no record of it, except for a couple of YouTube videos. It's just mind-boggling.
It sounds like what we need to do at this point is I need to have a conversation with Ivan and nail down some figures and also look at editing costs as well as our production costs, you know, getting them pressed at the production company and whatnot. And I'll report back to the board if that's okay. I'll just do some digging, get a couple different options together, and then we can discuss it further and make a final decision. Is that okay with everyone?
To me. Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, I think let him know in that conversation that, yeah, we are interested in having him do it and what the quote is.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever been a question that we want Ivan and Jay doing the filming and putting something together. It's just a matter of whether Ivan does it and promotes it himself or whether the IJA is going to basically buy it from him. So let me have a talk with him. I had told him this evening on Facebook that I would be in touch within the next day or two, that I'd give him a call. So I'll be calling him and I'll have that conversation, and hopefully by the weekend I can have the options to everybody. Okay?
Great.
Perfect. Anything else that anyone wants me to bring up in that conversation? Okay. If not, any other varia that we need to discuss this evening?
Looking forward to having Matt and Aaron on the board very much.
Ooh, yes. Yay.
Yeah.
So what did you think of your first board meeting?
Aaron, go ahead.
Pretty interesting. I'm sorry, I keep losing my voice. But yeah, I like the process. It'll be interesting to see how it comes together as you get more dive into it more and all that. So.
Awesome. Just funny so you're enough, aware, go ahead.
Funny enough, I this is one of the very first meetings I've been to with no motion.
That's what Kim said.
I'm sure there's other elements. One thing I was going to ask is, you guys talked about a rules something.
Robert's rules?
I know Robert. Kevin, yeah, Kevin's mentioned it to me before, but it's Robert's rules, and that's kind of...
Robert's rules. Did I say Robert's rules?
The thing that we... What is it?
Robert's rules of...
Robert's rules.
Yeah, yeah, Robert's rules of parliamentary procedure.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Of what?
Oh, Aaron, are you trying to write it down so you can look it up, or?
Yeah, because I would like to read the what that whole standard is and stuff. Or...
Oh, I've got the perfect website for you to read it on. It's awesome. It's robertsrules.com.
Oh, nice.
And it's a website with everything on it. All new board members. This didn't happen this year because I wasn't chair last year, but usually when I'm in the chairmanship, I make sure that all new board members coming on have a copy of all the past year's minutes of all our meetings, so that you're aware and can kind of catch up on what we've been doing over the last year. Even though they're online, sometimes it's nice to have a print copy. Mm-hmm. And I also purchased a copy of Robert's Rules the Easy Way.
Right.
And give that to all the board members. So it's a very helpful little book. Now, at our general meeting in Sparks, we are required by IJA policy to have a parliamentarian there.
Right.
I'm having difficulty finding someone. So what I may need to do is call our parliamentarian from Winston-Salem and see if it would be allowable for her to advise us on phone and that she could join the meeting by a phone call. I know according to our bylaws that is permitted, but I want to make sure she's comfortable with that. Believe it or not, cannot find a parliamentarian anywhere in Reno, Sparks, or the surrounding area.
Wow, that's hilarious.
And I've even called the courthouse and they said, a what? So that was odd.
Yeah.
But I'm still working on that. Alrighty. All right, anything else? If not, let's set up our next meeting. And Aaron and Matt, you of course are invited to next month's meeting as well.
And actually, really quick, guys, I have to take off. I have circus practice. I'll find out via email when that'll be.
Definitely.
All right. Thanks for letting me.
Thank you, Aaron.
In on your call. Yeah.
Take care, Aaron.
Yep. Talk to you guys later.
Bye. Call me sometime. Hello.
All right. Sounds good. Hold on. Bye.
Yeah.
All right. Our meetings are usually held the third Wednesday of the month, which would in June put us at June 16th. Is that a problem for anyone?
I honestly don't know what my schedule is going to be like for like the next 4 months or so. This is Tom. Because I just found out that I'm probably going to be going on tour with a sideshow. So I've got no idea what's going on with any of my stuff. So.
Well, awesome. Awesome for you. Yay. How about if we plan it for the 16th, and if you find something that comes up to conflict in your schedule, just send an email, and if necessary, we'll reschedule.
Kim, I can tell you I will not be available because I'm going to be in Japan with my students.
And you're there all of June, is that correct?
I'm there June 13th to the 21st.
Okay.
Once again, I'm not on the board, so you know, you guys can still have your meeting, obviously.
Yeah, but still, would others be more comfortable with the 23rd of June? That would put us almost exactly 4 weeks before the fest.
For that very reason, we might want to consider doing it on the 16th instead.
That's fine. All right.
Yeah, you want to give yourself a little more leeway.
We'll keep it on the 16th at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Okay? We need a motion to adjourn, please.
I'll move to adjourn.
Tom?
And we need a second, please.
Second, Kevin A.
Okay. And if there's nothing else, the meeting is adjourned at 8:58 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you all so much. Matt, I'll
Take
be emailing you. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for everything. Thanks, Tom, Kevin. Kevin.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you guys.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.